December 31st, Friday. What must you do when prayer doesn't take place? Connect everything you see, hear, and think with prayer. Connect them to your covenant and prayer topics as well. By following God's time schedule, you'll confirm amazing answers. The answer of imprints. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold. But what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. More important than receiving answers is the content of your imprints. The lame man who sat in front of the temple gate called Beautiful was unable to walk since birth. The thoughts of his chronic disease were imprinted in his mind. In the majority of people, their wrong imprints cannot be corrected by human strength. Then how can you fix your wrong imprints? Number one, the start of healing your imprints. You can change your imprints only when the gospel is imprinted in your life. You simply need to hold on to the word and connect it to prayer. When the word of the gospel is imprinted, God's tremendous power will be revealed through your life. Just as the lame man stood up and walked, God's amazing works will begin. Number two, the healing of the imprints of your field. Peter had repeatedly seen the lame man sitting in the same place for a long time. All Peter did was relay Christ who was imprinted in him. The works of changing the imprints of the field and the lame man began through this incident. When Christ who is imprinted in you is relayed to others, the works that change their lives will take place. When remnants pray while holding on to the word of the gospel, they'll experience the power of the gospel and the word. Starting from that point on, their imprints will begin to change, and they'll live a life that experiences the works of God. Dear God, through the power of the gospel, please remove my incorrect imprints. Help me to hold on to the word of the gospel and connect everything through prayer. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.